Bill, thank you for always being concerned about quality, about the integrity of the sound and the message. I think that's what people depend on when it says Gaither Vocal Band. Kudos to you, my friend.
It's going
to
be good.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. It's a listening party today with Bill Gaither, Kevin Williams, and I'm Daniel Britt, ready to get things started. Celebrating this vocal band project, it's called Shine. And Bill, Kevin, these songs are really resonating with people, especially this one we've heard now. This was the first one I think you probably gave us a sneak preview of quite a while back now, but we have really taken to this message: the darker the night, the brighter the light.
Bill couldn't wait to get this one out. We were putting this out before it was even finished. We were singing this in concert and folks were catching on to this, weren't they?
Yeah, you know what? It's not true on all of our songs, but most of the times where we have written a song, I mean, it's something, it's a situation that's been bugging us for a long time. And I think there are too many Christians who think there's always been darkness, okay? They'll start talking about the darkness today, and it's bad. I don't know whether it's any worse than it's ever been, or maybe a whole lot worse than it. It's immaterial. We are light. We are called to be light. And the darkness will come historically in a lot of different ways. And I've heard too many Christians feel as though they got to double up their fists or find a club or find a gun and or a knife and just punch holes in the darkness. And I kind of laugh and say, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with that. But I tell you what, if you let your light start to shine, and then somebody else picks it up, somebody else picks it up. Sooner or later, the light is going to win.
Pushes back the darkness.
Yeah, it pushes back the darkness. So on this one, we basically are trying to say it as powerfully as we can say it. The darker the night, the brighter the light. There's a little bit of a fight in me on this. I kind of want to say, I want to say to the devil, come on, bring it on, bring it on. Give me your best punch. Come on, come on, come on, bring it on. Because you're going to lose. You're going
to
lose.
You know, it all goes back to that little song that we sang in elementary school, that this little light of mine. And you even brought that into this song. That was your idea to make that a part of this song.
Well, it's an important, I mean, it's just a very, very important, because people are, when you look at world hunger, when you look at the suffering, when you look at wars, you say, what can I do? You know, what can I do to make a difference? And trust me, I just say, be where you are. Be. Yep. Get up every morning and be and shine. And you might even shut up, talk less, and be more, okay? let your light shine. Let your light shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light.
Shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker
From the Gaither Vocal Band's project of the same title, and it's a listening party of that project today on Homecoming Radio.
I love it when the vocal band harmonizes in that easy kind of medium place, and you guys just always create harmony at the top of the scale. You know, I heard you doing this on the bus one day, and we just started strumming a guitar, and you were singing this song about being thankful. You've always done, you know, I remember Attitude of Gratitude, these songs about being grateful, and you were just singing grateful. I'm so grateful, and boy, it really got a hook in me. And this, you know, has that easy acoustic feel to it. I just love where this goes.
There are only two kind of folks, those who are grateful for each day and those who can't find it for some reason. I don't think they want to be negative. I don't think they came in the world to say, you know, how can I be a cloud, you know, in this room? And to be honest with you, if you're going to hang with folks, I'd 10 times rather hang with somebody,
yes,
who is seeing the possibilities. Yeah. And I know the criticism would be, you guys live in la-la land. No, we don't. I mean, we live in a real world. But I think there's a way to face the problems with some joy in your heart.
It's about perspective. And I think that even greater blessing comes into our life when we see it through the eyes of gratitude and we begin to see each day as a gift. Bill's talked about that in his later years, you know, how each day you say a bonus. Yeah, that's a great perspective to have.
Mm. Well, that's where I live. And let me tell you, if you live as long as I have lived, you will get up every morning and say, I didn't think I was going to make it this far, but it's great, and thank God for it.
Grateful, I'm so grateful. Grateful for this day.
This day.
this day.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here at Homecoming Radio, it's a listening party of most of the songs from the project from the Gaither Vocal Band, Shine. And to talk about the story behind this next song, we go to the kitchen of Bill and Gloria, where Lady Love Smith, wife of Reggie, recently sat down with Gloria.
The song Love 'Em, where they are, Benji, our son, and his friend Tim wrote that song together. And actually, they were talking about their friendship since college, and both of them were saying, you know, you didn't give up on me when I was in my roughest time, and I didn't give up on you. And so they wrote that song, Love 'Em Where They Are, and that you have to do that with people and friends. And the beautiful thing was we had all the kids home for the 4th of July we were talking about, and the grandkids. Mm-hmm. And philosophically, they're all over the place right now because of their ages and where they are and their friends, the circle of friends they're using. But they all sort of committed to each other that they were just going to make this a really special time, because I haven't had all of the kids home together for quite a long time because of COVID. Mm-hmm. We've missed Thanksgivings and we've missed Christmas. So anyway, it was just a beautiful, fun weekend. And it took a lot of everybody saying, you know, we're going to give each other grace and mercy.
Which in all families.
In all families, yeah.
You have to.
You have to, because everybody's at a different place. And I find myself saying to each of them, give them, whichever one, give them time. They will come full circle. God's promised that they would. Mm. But you got to be patient in the meantime. I think every parent in the world, you know, their kids, if the kids are smart enough to think, they're going to go through tough time. Honestly, they were talking to each other. They were got together to write. Tim has come back and forth into Benji's life since they were in college. But they were there and they were writing, and they were talking about how they hadn't given up on each other.
Wow.
They said, I can't believe we've been friends since we were in high school and all the stuff we've been through, both of us, since then. And they just said to each other, I'm not giving up on you. Mm. And you never gave up on me.
So it
came out of their friendship. But what it has spoken to is parents.
Yes.
That have kids that, you know, they're worried to death. Everybody's worried about their kids. Mm-hmm. The world is not friendly to grace right now. Mm-hmm. And kids are going through really tough times. Families are going through tough times. Parents are going through tough times. Like, how do I handle it? Do I be strong? Do I be a disciplinarian? Mm-hmm. Do I ignore it? You know, and the answer is a little of all of it. Mm-hmm. But mostly you have to love them where they are,
no matter
where they are, and make that being your best statement is, I love you where you are. Doesn't mean that we're going to finance or approve of some of your choices, but I want you to know you can always come home and we'll always love you. God doesn't waste anything. Mm-hmm. I said, every experience you have, he doesn't waste it. And all of the tears, I told about my grandmother praying for her son, my dad's brother, her whole life. Mm. She was on her old arthritic knees by her bed every night, and I could hear her in there, you know, kneeling on that linoleum, praying for him. And I told Benji at that time, I said, she never lived to see him come to the Lord. But I said, God says he saves all of our tears in vials. Mm-hmm. And he met those when he passed into the other side. Now, what God does with that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he never wastes a tear. As a mother, I was like, I didn't know he heard me when I said that. you know, that's a gift. That was a gift to me that he really understood. Mm-hmm. And some of that stuff you don't understand till you're a parent. I've told the kids growing up, you'll never understand how much I love you till you have kids.
Gloria Gaither, here on Homecoming Radio, now the Gaither Vocal Band. Love them where they are.
Sometimes love ain't always easy. It can pull the life out of you. Watching a loved one go through the fire, what can you do? What can you do?
keep them safe. And when you wake up blurring and wondering what you're gonna do, remember you were loved where you were by somebody too. And trust in God that He is gonna get you through. It's never easy letting go of things that were never in your control. God never wastes the tears you cry. Keep them in His heart and they'll be waiting for you on the other side. God is gonna keep them safe. And when you wake up worrying and wondering what you're gonna do, remember you were loved when you were by somebody too. And trust in God that He is gonna get you through. Pray to God is gonna keep them safe. And when you wake up worrying and wondering what you're gonna do, you gotta trust in God that He's gonna get you through. Get you through.
We said goodbye to a dear homecoming friend several years ago now by the name of Henry Slaughter. But boy, his songs live on. And this is a toe-tapper, humdinger, if there ever was one. A vocal band puts their spin on this one, Bill.
I remember Henry doing this song with the homecoming group right here in the studio. And getting such a response off of that, I thought, man, what, you know. And Henry was so classy. You know, at any age, Henry just had that class about him. And Bill, this is your idea to bring this into this project, and what a great idea it was.
I still love it. I first heard it in 57 in Oklahoma City with the Weatherford Quartet. Glenn Payne singing the lead, Armin Morales singing the bass, Henry Slaughter at the piano, Earl and Lily Weatherford. And Henry had just written in 1957, I was drifting on the sea of despair. And I thought, oh, isn't that funny? And in 1920, or now in 2023, we go, hey, this is still a great song.
You can always get the year right. It's the century you have trouble with.
It is the most consistent song I've ever seen as far as timing, length of song. No matter which artist has ever cut it, it's never more than like 2.5 minutes from start to finish.
Yeah. And it's just right.
Perfect.
I was drifting on the sea of despair.
And I was wondering
in this whole world of care.
Then Jesus found me
in my sinful plight.
He heard me praying
on my knees at night.
And now I'm singing,
it's a happy song.
Because I'm happy
as I go along.
And I don't know
just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
What would I do?
What would I do when the tears fill my eyes?
What would I do?
What would I do when it's my time to die?
Well, I've been lonely, discouraged, burdened on the way.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day,
I'd be so friendly.
I'd be friendless, all alone and blue.
And I'd be helpless,
wouldn't know what to do.
And I don't know
just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side. I've been lonely, distraught.
discouraged and burdened on the way.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day, I'd be friendless.
I'd be friendless, all alone and blue.
I'd be helpless.
I'd be helpless, wouldn't know what to do.
And I don't know.
I don't know just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
Wasn't walking by my side.
Songs that complete the project Shine by the Gaither Vocal Band, and we are listening to it at Homecoming Radio.
The name Stuart Turner you would know because of the co-writing that he has done with Keith Getty in Christ Alone, and I think several others. A wonderful writer. He was here with Gloria on her songwriting weekend. That's always a good time. Kevin, you were going to say something on that, too.
I happened to be there for that, and I got to room in the same house with Stuart one night of the Songwriters Conference, and we sat up. I played my guitar, and we sang old songs, that kind of thing. He was a fan of the Beatles and all kinds of, you know, different musical culture. I was asking him his roots and all that stuff. And when it came down to songwriting, because he's a brilliant lyricist, he said he was quite intimidated by the lyrics of Gloria Gaither. He said, wow, you know, just the fact that she would have me in here, he said, makes me kind of nervous. And here he'd written, you know, is it In Christ Alone?
Yes.
Some of those great lyrics, you know, that we love. And I love this song, and I'm so glad.
And Kevin, he also wrote the Days of Elijah.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, what a great praise song. He's a great writer.
Well, I love this song, and I'm so glad that we included it on this project. The Lion of Judah. What an image. What a, you know, a concept of who Christ really is. And I love the way he tells the story.
It's great.
The Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. You ascended to heaven and nevermore will reign. At the end of the age, when the earth you reclaim, you will gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice you'll reign at your Father's side. And the angels will cry, there's a fire in our spirits that cannot be denied. As the Father has told us, for these you have died, for the nations that gather before you. And the ears of all men need to hear of the Lamb who was crucified, who descended to hell yet was raised up to reign at the Father's side. And the angels will cry,
thank you. King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. You're the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
Well, we've brought you some great new songs. I tell you, the legacy of the Gaither Vocal Band, which has such a rich, deep catalog of music, never sounded better. We've got Todd Suttles, we've got Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Reggie Smith, and Bill Gaither. And Bill, you've done it again. You and all the guys, this has been outstanding.
And Harlow Jones did a couple things too.
Harlow, no, yes. No, no. Yes.
I don't know why I said that. I just
Slow Learning Turner was in there, I think. Hey, you know, I've seen this Gaither Vocal Band evolve for 30 years. I've been in that seat back there. And I tell you, every version has its own personality, its own thing. But I am so partial to this lineup. This lineup has amazing depth to it. And Bill, thank you for always being concerned about quality, about the integrity of the sound and the message.
Yes.
You have kept that foremost, and I think that's what people depend on when it says Gaither, when it says Gaither Vocal Band, whatever. So kudos to you, my friend.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.